大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天晚上我们来看诗篇的119篇。
Tonight, let's take a look at Psalm 119.
诗篇的119篇。
Psalm 119.16. I shall delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
这个十六节讲啊，我要在你的律例中自乐。
So here it says, I shall delight in your statutes.
我们活着，大家都在追求有一个快乐的人生。
So as we're living life, we want to pursue a life that is very joyful.
但是大部分我们所追求的快乐都是世界上。
Or maybe happiness, or happiness, but sometimes the happiness that we pursue is the one of the world.
所以世界对很多人来讲很有吸引力。
So the world is very enticing to many.
有的时候我们听一些站在信仰外面的人来谈信仰。
And sometimes we might hear those outside of our own faith talk about their perspective of faith.
好像信仰是非常严肃那非常无聊的一件事情。
They think that faith is very serious and it's a boring thing.
但是为着要进天国，为着怕神惩罚，所以不得不来敬拜神。
And in order to go into heaven and not be punished by God, they have no choice but to worship Him.
但是等我们进到信仰里面。
But once we enter into faith,
我们才发现神给我们一个很重要的应许。
Then we realize that God has given us a really important promise.
就是以神为乐。
Which is to find delight in Him.
那如果我们真的在神里面有得到满足，有得到喜乐，我们一生不会离开神。
So if we can find fulfillment and joy in the Lord, then we will never leave God our entire lives.
而且从神得的满足，喜乐越大。世界对我们的吸引就越小。
And the abundance and the more abundance and joy we get from God, the less attractive the world becomes.
所以新的一年到底我们要追求什么
？So in this new year, what should we pursue?
有一个追求就是以神为乐。
One pursuit can be to find delight in the Lord.
那怎么追求以神为乐呢
？And how do we find delight in God?
最常听的见证就是要得圣灵。
The testimony that we hear the most is is receiving the Holy Spirit.
然后祷告被圣灵充满。
And in our prayers, we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵就会结果子，这是很自然的。
Then the Holy Spirit can bear fruit, and this is something that's natural.
第一个就是我们爱心会增加。
And first is that our love will grow.
第二个就是我们活在喜乐当中。
And second is that we live in joy.
所以这是每一个人可以体验到的。
And this is something that everyone can experience.
那第二个是以神为乐，就是在神的爱中来喜乐。
And the second way of finding delight or joy in the Lord is to find the joy in Him.
那神的爱有很多不同的表现方式。
And there's many ways that God shows His love.
其中有一个就是神施恩给我们。
And one is how He has given us salvation.
恩典
blessings.
所以我们数算神的恩典，在其中我们就感觉到很满足，神真的很爱我。
So when we count our blessings, we feel very filled, and because God has blessed us.
第二个就是借着教会是神的家。
And the second is through the church, which is God's house.
让我们在教会感受到神的爱。
And at this church, at his house, we can experience his love.
那我们来教会就很喜乐。
And when we come to church, we become very joyful.
好，那以神为乐的第三个方法。
And the third way of finding delight in the Lord.
就是这个地方讲我要在你的律例中自乐。
Is to delight in your statutes.
这个神的律例当然就是神的话。
So his statutes are his words.
在神的话当中来得到喜乐。
And God's words can comes with joy.
那这个有一点困难。
So this is a bit difficult.
因为 很多人都有这个体验哦，要读圣经了，不知道他在讲什么。
Because a lot of people have this experience where they try reading the Bible, but they don't know what it's talking about.
每一个字都懂。
So every word you will understand.
每一句话都懂。
Every phrase you understand.
但是里面讲什么看不懂。
But the content is something that you don't understand.
那如果我们看不懂了，我们就不会从里面得到喜乐。
And if we don't understand, then we can't find a joy in it.
所以圣经才讲哈。要求主耶稣开我们的心窍。
So the Bible tells us that we should ask the Lord Jesus to open up our hearts.
让我们能够对神的话看得懂。
So that we can understand God's words.
那神的话你如果越看越深入，我们就真的内心从里面会得到很大的满足。
So the deeper you look into God's words, the more fulfillment you'll find inside your heart.
有时候我晚上啊，看看那个电视新闻。
So sometimes at night, I'll take a look. I'll look at the news.
我发现了，如果看了15分钟、20分钟哦，内心那种平安喜乐都没有了。
When I look at the news for 15 to around 20 minutes, the peace that's in my heart disappears.
世界有苦难，你如果不相信，你就是看新闻。
So the world is full of bitterness and difficulty, and if you don't believe me, you can look at the news.
但是在主里我们有平安有喜乐。
But in the Lord we have peace and joy.
就是要在神的话里面，你看到里面的奥妙，那这就是我们内心的满足。
And it is something you find in the Word, which is how wonderful it is, and it can fill our hearts.
首先呢，我们了解神的话，最有价值的一部分。
So first, we should understand the one of the most valuable parts of God's Word.
诗篇一百一十九篇八十九节。
Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, Lord, your word stands in heaven.
这个地方讲啊，神的话安定在天。
So here it says, Forever, Lord, your word stands in heaven.
然后直到永远。
Forever.
天是什么？
So what is heaven? What is heaven?
无穷尽的空间。
It is the infinite space.
有没有什么原则哈？我不论到哪里你搬到非洲、搬到台湾、搬到美国，都适用的。
Is there a principle wherever you go, whether it's Africa, Taiwan, or the U.S., it is the same?
就是神的话。
The one that's the same is God's word.
安定在天啊。
Because it is it stands in heaven.
那直到永远。
And it is forever.
无穷尽的时间。
And this is limitless time.
有没有什么原则？我从小孩子一直到我年老到我死了，都很适合我的需要。
Is there any principle where starting from when I'm young to all the way till I'm old, it fulfills all my needs?
你年纪越大人的想法一直在变。
The older you get, your thinking changes.
但是有一个不会变。
But there's something that doesn't change.
就是神的话。
That is God's words.
那这个是什么？安定在天，直到永远是什么
？So what does it mean to stand in heaven forever？
就是真理。
It is the truth。
这是人世间最宝贵的真理。
This is the most valuable thing, which is truth。
所以我们在新的一年哈，让我们大家立一个志向。
So in this new year, let us set ourselves a goal。
来在神的话当中自乐。
That in God's words we can find delight.
你就是说看到最后，你觉得哇，真的很享受。
Which is that after reading through a passage, you feel very satisfied.
那这样哈，我们就会常常去读想神的话。
And that allows you to continue to read and think on His word.
那要以神的话为至乐，首先我们要先了解它对我们有什么好处。
So to find delight in God's words, we first have to understand its benefits.
然后我们就会想要去追求。
Then we will want to pursue it.
我们现在来看第九节。
Let's take a look at verse 9.
诗篇的一百一十九篇第九节。
Psalm 119, verse 9. Verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word.
这个地方讲少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢
？So here it says, how can a young man keep his way pure？
为什么他要提到少年人
？So why does it mention a young man？
因为我们知道少年人头脑充满着理想。
Because we know that young men have a lot of a dream. dreams.
也带有他的梦想啊。
And also their ideals.
然后精力很充沛。
And they are very energetic.
所以他常常用他的充沛的精力去追求他的理想。
And being full of energy, they chase after their dreams.
所以越来越深入世界。
So it draws them deeper into the world.
那特别是现在这个世界的文化其实就是罪的文化。
Especially now with how the culture of today is a culture of sin.
所以少年人要洁净他的行为。
So a young man must keep his way pure.
为什么这个这么重要？
And why is this so important?
因为人跟神的关系是最重要的关系。
Because the relationship between man and God is the most important relationship.
如果人跟神有好的关系，
If man and God has a good relationship,
我们就有好的一生。
Then we can have a good life.
这是一个关键。
And this is a key thing.
但是人跟神的关系要好。
But the relationship between God and man must be good.
我们要改变自己。
And we must change ourselves.
所以圣经讲你要转向我，我就转向你。
The Bible says that if you turn to me, then I will turn to you.
那所以我们要改变。
So that means that we have to change.
我们现在看约翰一书的第五章。
Let's take a look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第五章的第五节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is the one who overcomes the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
约翰一书第一章第五节，对不起。
Oh, sorry. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
这里讲神就是光。
So here it says God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
And in him there is no darkness at all.
黑暗是什么？
So what is darkness?
如果再读下去黑暗就是代表罪。
If you keep reading on, darkness represents sin.
所以神是无罪，是很纯的。
So God is without sin and he's very pure.
是很圣洁的。
He's very holy.
所以登山宝训主耶稣在讲清心的人有福了。
So on the Sermon of the Mount, it said, blessed are the pure in heart.
他要见到神。
For they shall see God.
就是他要体验到神。
Which means that they can experience God.
所以人要跟神建立关系你的心必须很纯。
So for a man to have a relationship with God, their hearts must be very pure.
但是人进到世界以后，
But once man enters into the world,
这个人的心就越来越世俗化。
People's hearts become more secularized.
也就越来越不纯。
And it becomes more impure.
因此跟神的关系就越来越远。
And they start to distance themselves from God.
因此，如果我们要跟神有好的关系，这个心要纯。
So if we want to have a good relationship with God, then our hearts must be pure.
那怎么纯？
And how do you make it pure?
回到我们刚读诗篇
Let's look back at Psalms.
119篇。
Psalm 119.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
So how can a young man keep his way pure?
要遵行你的话。
By keeping it according to your word.
所以最纯的就是神的话。
So the purest thing is God's word.
我们来看一节诗篇的十二篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 12.
诗篇十二篇第六节。
Psalm 12, verse 6. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, filtered seven times.
这个地方讲神的话是纯净的言语。
And here it says, the words of the Lord are pure words.
那多纯呢？
So how pure is it?
银子在炉中炼过七次。
Like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, filtered seven times.
这个银子从矿采出来，里面还有杂质。
So silver, when you take it from the... From the mines, it still has impurity.
那就火把它烧，那个杂质就烧掉了。
So the fire must burn through it so that the impurities are burned off.
那神的话就是里面没有杂质。
So God's word has no impurities.
是很纯的。
It's very pure.
所以 一个人的想法哦，如果越来越跟神的话一样
So if someone's thinking is more like the Word of God,
那他这个人的想法就很纯。
That means that their thinking is pure.
那想法很纯，他讲的话就很纯。
So if your thinking is pure, then the words you say are also pure.
因为话是从心讲出来的。
Because words are spoken out of your heart.
所以少年人要洁净他的行为，当然要洁净他的心开始。
So for a young man to keep his way pure, he must make his heart pure.
那所以要从神的话开始。
And it starts with God's words.
要追求神的话。
And we must pursue God's words.
那这样啊，我们的思想哦，就越来越纯，我们的行为就越来越纯。
So that our thinking can be more pure and our hearts can also be more pure.
那我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
And our relationship with God gets better.
那如果到了年纪大，这个更重要。
And if we get older, this becomes more important.
为什么
？And why is that?
我们看啊，为了看约翰一书第三章。
Let's take a look at First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第三章的第五节。
First John chapter 3, verse 5. 请。Verse 5. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin.
好，我们可以回来看第三节。
Let's also look at verse 3. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
这个地方讲哈，有这样指望的人就要洁净自己。
So here it says, and everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself,
像他一样洁净
just as he is pure.
那这个指望是什么
？So what is this hope?
主耶稣再来
，is Jesus coming again?
我们要像他
，and we must be set on him.
要改变
and also change.
然后我们要见到他的本体
，and then we must see his being. See him as he is.
那有这样盼望的人哦，要让这个盼望实现哦，你要很纯呐。
So for someone's hope, for this, someone to see this hope come, true, they must, they must be pure.
那很纯就是要常常想神的话。
And to be pure, you must continually, think about God's words.
那行神的话，这样我们就越来越纯，那天国的盼望就越来越活泼。
And to act on God's word so that we become more pure and then we can have this hope of heaven.
所以我们回来诗篇119篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm 119.
第九节。
Verse 9.
要洁净行为是要遵行神的话。
So to become pure is to keep according to his word.
好，我们再看第十节。
Let's take a look at verse 10.
请。
10. With all my heart I have sought you, do not let me wander from your commandments.
这里讲啊，我的一心寻求你。
Here it says, with all my heart I have sought you.
人生最宝贵的产业就是神。
The most precious inheritance in this, in our lives is God.
所以一个人如果有神同在，他就是最富足的人。
So if someone has the abundance of God, they are the most rich.
所以人要一生要来寻求神。
So throughout someone's entire life, they must continue to pursue after God.
那我们就会过丰盛的生活。
Then you will live a very abundant life.
但是这个我们大家都知道。
But this is something that we all know.
但是有时候我们回头想有时候我们的人生偏了。
But when we think back to our own lives, we see that we have gone astray.
你比方说2025年过去了。
So for example, 2025 has already passed.
你这需要想啊，2025年我们所花的时间。
So you think back to the time you've been, how you spent your time in 2025.
我们所做的决定。
And all decisions that you've made.
跟我们要寻求神这个目标差多少？
Compared to searching after God, how much does it differ?
所以有时候是离开神越来越远了。
And sometimes we notice that we are drifting away from God even further.
那个就是偏了。
And that is going astray.
那目标很确定，但是我们的路要怎么走
？So our goal is very sure, but how do we, which way do we take?
所以第十节讲不要叫我偏离你的命令。
In verse 10, it says, "Do not let me wander from your commandments."
所以，如果我们的价值观哈跟神的话不一样
，So if our value system differs from God's words，
那我们做的决定就会偏离神。
Then the decisions that we make will wander from Him。
哦，那有时候我们一辈子哈就没有办法得到这个最宝贵的产业，就是神的同在。
And sometimes in our lives, we will not receive this precious inheritance, which is God's abidance.
所以要追求神的话那我们就不会偏离神。
So if we pursue after God's words, then we will not wander away from Him.
而且这个偏离有时候就变成一种罪。
And sometimes wandering is also a sin.
我们来看以赛亚书的53章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章
，Isaiah 53,
五十三章的第六节
53:6. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the wrongdoing of us all to fall on him.
这个地方讲，我们如羊走迷了路。
Here it says, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray.
No, 偏行歧路，就偏了。
It says, and each of us has turned to his own way, which is going astray.
那这个偏不偏怎么判别？
So how do you determine whether or not you're going astray?
就跟圣经神的话一样不一样？
That's whether or not you are acting the same as what says in the Bible.
所以你如果活着是追求今生的荣耀。
So if in life you are pursuing the glory of today.
能够在别人面前有面子。
And to have a good, to look good before other people.
对，那我们的生活努力的方向就会偏了。
Then what we work hard for in life will be going astray.
所以偏行歧路到最后呢？
So if you turn to your own way.
下面他是我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
It says that the wrongdoing of us all has fallen on him.
所以有时候我们的偏在神的话语上再回来判断，这个变成罪。
So when we are going astray, and you look at the way the Bible decides this, then it is actually a sin.
所以最保险的方法就是我们明白神的话。
So the safest way is to understand God's words.
那常常来。思想好像一面镜子来回想我们做人做事最深处的动机。
And to always reflect, just like a mirror, and to see what is our true motives behind all our actions.
然后不断常常在修正自己。
And to continue to correct ourselves.
那这样我们的人生走在很正确的方向，你就发现神的同在越来越清楚。
So that in our lives, we'll be going on the correct path, and then you'll realize that your relationship is closer to God.
所以神的话很重要。
So God's word is very important.
你没有神的话，你不晓得我偏了。
Without God's words, then you cannot tell that you're going astray.
因为我跟大家一样，我偏在哪里？
Because if I'm the same as everyone else, then how am I going astray?
那如果有神的话，
But if there's God's words,
我们知道我们跟大家一样，很可能就是偏了。
Then we know that if we're the same as everyone else, then it's likely that we're going astray.
因为大家都不认识神的话嘛。
Because everyone is unfamiliar with God's words.
所以神的话非常重要。
So God's words is very important.
所以要寻求神，一定要有神的话来指引方向。
So to seek after God, you need God's words to help give you direction.
人一生很宝贵。
So one's entire life is very precious.
偏的方向等于那个 GPS 带你走错方向。
If you go the wrong way, it is like a GPS that is leading you to the wrong destination.
当然最后你也可以修正回到原来的方向。
The wrong way, but you can always redirect to go on the right path.
但是多花了很多时间，多走了冤枉路。
But it spends extra time and you have walked on a longer path.
所以神的话太宝贵了。
So God's word is very precious.
我们再回来看。
So let's take a look.
诗篇一百一十九篇的十一节
，Psalm 119:11. I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you.
这个地方讲我将你的话藏在我心里， 免得得罪你。
So here it says, I've treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you.
所以如果要不得罪神，就是心中要有神的话。
So if we want to not sin against God, then we must have God's word in our hearts.
所以我们在读那个历代至上至下。
So when we're looking at 1st and 2nd Chronicles,
王就是分作两种。
The kings can be separated into two categories.
一个叫做好的王。
The first set is the good kings.
一个叫坏的王。
And the other set is bad kings.
那好的王跟坏的王差在哪里？
So what's the difference between the good and the bad kings?
一句话,
it is one word.
行神眼中看为正的事。
Or sorry, one phrase, and it is doing what was right in the eyes of God.
那我怎么知道神眼中看什么是正的？
And how do we know what's right in the eyes of God?
神的话藏在心里就很清楚了。
If God's word is treasured in our hearts, then it becomes very clear.
特别加上圣灵的感动。
Especially if you add on the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候有神的话在心里。
And sometimes we have the word of God in our hearts.
晚上说睡觉，圣灵会感动你。
And when you're sleeping, the Holy Spirit can move you.
为罪为义自己责备自己啊。
And for your own sin, you are rebuked.
我们的想法错了，圣灵会感动我们。
Our thinking is wrong, and then the Holy Spirit can correct us.
我常常想起86年在奈及利亚一个弟兄信主。
So remember, in 1986 in Nigeria, there was a member who believed.
他说他每天祷告一个钟头。
He said that every day he would pray for an hour.
那我就问他，那祷告一个钟头有什么不同？
So I asked him, what's the difference between... what's the effect of praying an hour every day?
他说我好像透明人。
He thinks that he is like an invisible person.
有一个思想，罪恶的思想在里面，他马上会知道。
There's a sinful thought inside of him, and he can immediately spot it.
因为圣灵一感动，那个神的话就
Because once the Holy Spirit moves you, then then God's word starts judgment.
那你就知道这样不对。
Then you'll realize that what you did is wrong.
你就知道应该这样做才对。
And you'll think to yourself, I should have done this instead.
所以要将神的话藏在心里，免得我们得罪神。
So we have to treasure God's word in our hearts so that we do not sin against Him.
那怎么将神的话藏在心里？
So how do we treasure God's word?
一个非常重要的就是要反复思想。
There's one thing that's very important, which is to change your thinking.
所以旧约圣经里面在讲，这个动物要反刍它才是洁净的。
So in the Old Testament, it says that the animals, when they're sacrificed, they must be... they must chew the cud.
对，它一下吃很多草。
So at once they will eat a lot of grass.
但是你把它绑在树下，它嘴巴一直在动，在做什么？
But if you tie it under a tree and it keeps moving around, what is it doing?
它在反刍它吃下的草。
It is spitting out the. Oh, it's chewing the cud.
那我们人呢，有时候我们自己读圣经，今天读经进度一章，然后就读了就进到头脑里面。
So for us, when we read the Bible, maybe a chapter, then it enters into our minds.
有时候我们在聚会听到一些道理。
And during sermons, we listen to some. We also listen to some sermons.
进到我们心里面了。
And it goes into our hearts.
所以说安静的时间，像开车，就会自己会想。
And during quiet times, like when we're driving, we'll think back on this.
那是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
这样反复思想，这个神的话就会变成我们思想的一部分。
So if we keep thinking about it, then it becomes a part of our everyday thinking.
那这样就不容易得罪神了。
So then it will not be easy to sin against God.
所以要用各种不同的方法，把神的话藏在心里。
So there are different ways that we can use to treasure God's word in our hearts.
我到不同的教会去，有的教会礼拜六早上有在念圣经节。
And I've been to several different churches, and I've noticed that on Sabbath in the morning, before service, there are people who read some passages.
当然每个教会不一样，我们不一定要跟着。
And obviously, every church is different, so we don't have to follow it.
一个礼拜一节圣经节。
So every week there is one verse.
我再念几遍。
And they will read it through a few times.
哦，那一个一年哦，大概就五十二个圣经节。
So in one year there will be 52 verses.
那这个也是把神的话藏在心里面哦，一个方法。
And this is one method of treasuring God's word in our hearts.
哦，那有时候哦，心得分享。
And sometimes our hearts will, oh, we have reflections.
哦，我们有时候在 text message 哈、哦，跟信徒在分享心得。
We may text with other members and also reflect on these things.
哦，那同样一个神的话哈、哦，从各种不同的角度来思想，就能够有不同的造就。
So if there are different ways to, if there are different perspectives on God's words, then there are different ways to encourage each other.
好，我们来看诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's look at Psalm 37.
啊，诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
啊，三十七篇的三十节。
Psalm 37, verse 30. 30. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. 31. The law of his God is in his heart, his steps do not slip.
这个三十一节讲哦，神的律法在他心里，他的脚总不滑跌。
So here in 31 it says, the law of his God is in his heart, his steps do not slip.
所以这个神的话藏在心里啊，对我们有很大的帮助。
So if God's word is treasured in our hearts, then it has a lot of, it benefits us a lot.
这个脚不滑跌，滑跌就是倒下去了。
So here it says his steps do not slip, meaning that you don't fall.
那神的话藏在心里跟脚不滑跌到底是怎么啊连上关系呢？
So how is God's word being treasured in our hearts related to our steps not slipping?
啊，因为这跟三十节有关系啊。
Because this is tied to verse 30.
啊，义人的口谈论智慧，他的舌头讲说公平。
The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice.
啊，所以一个人的心啊，如果有神的话
，So if someone's heart has the word of God,
他讲的是神的话。
Then whatever he utters is God's words.
哦，所以他的行为在神看起来就是对的，就是义人。
So then all his actions will be right and also righteous.
那义人就是有神同在啊。
So the righteous have the abundance of God.
啊，所以心中有神的话。他脚不会滑跌。
So if in your hearts you have the word of God, then your steps will not slip.
所以这个神的话哈，对我们一生的作用非常大。
So God's word has a great effect on our entire lives.
要值得藏在我们心里。
So it is worthy of being treasured in our hearts.
那这样哈，我们就会得到很多好处。
So then we can also receive many benefits.
好，我们先来看。来看哈，诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's take a look back at Psalm 119.
啊，一百一十九篇的十三节。
Psalm 119, verse 13. 13. With my lips, I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth.
这里讲啊，我的嘴唇要传扬你口中的一切典章。
Here it says, with my lips, I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth.
哦，所以接下去就是。要传扬。
So next is to preach.
所以什么样的家庭生活是最理想的家庭生活？
So what family lifestyle is the most ideal?
我们如果看世界啊、
So if we look at the world,
就是有很舒服的房子。
A comfortable house.
然后很大的客厅。
And a very big living room.
然后这个最大的电视。
And a very big television.
然后一起看球赛。
And you can watch games together.
然后啃什么？鸡翅膀哈。
And you can eat chicken wings.
这个叫做幸福的家庭。
This is what the world determines as a very blessed family.
但是如果我们回到圣经就不是这样讲了。
But if we look back at the Bible, it doesn't talk about it this way.
一个人如果家庭要幸福，一定要有神同在。
If someone wants to have a blessed family, then God must abide with them.
我们看生命记的第六章。
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章的第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. 6. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.
第七节。
7. And you shall repeat them diligently to your sons and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
第八节。
8. You shall also tie them as a sign to your hand, and they shall be as frontlets on your forehead.
第九节。
9. You shall also write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
所以我们如果从第六节读到第九节都在讲神的话。
So if you read starting from verse 6 to verse 9, you'll realize that it's always talking about God's word.
然后你要记在心里,
and you must, it shall be on your heart.
然后教训你的儿女,
and you shall speak of them to your sons.
然后在路上,在家外面, 躺下来,就睡觉,起来,都要谈论。
Even when you're walking on the road, lying down or getting up.
所以有时候不是说用背的,哪一章哪一节是在讲什么。
So sometimes it's not just memorizing, oh, how this verse says this.
有时候那个观念哦, 透过这样对话, 这样, 在谈神的话。
But sometimes that idea is given by talking to other people.
就自己的家人啊。
Sorry, discussing with other people and also your family members.
就因为家人都要谈话嘛,
because you discuss with your family.
那用对话的方式。
And you can do it by talking to them.
我2004搬到西岸来。
So in 2004, I moved to the West Coast.
我大女儿在东部读书，就搬不过来。
My daughter was in the East Coast and couldn't move over.
我差不多每天跟她通电话。
So every day we would call.
那跟她谈话。
And we would talk.
当然我不是说第几章第几节怎么讲。
And obviously I'm not saying, oh, this chapter and verse says this.
你会听他的声，我有很多很多的感受。
And you'll hear about many, you'll have different feelings about the things going on in her life.
然后你在回应的时候，虽然没有直接用圣经的话，但是里面的原则都是神的话。
And when you're responding, you're not directly using God, directly using different verses, but in the content of what you say, it includes the principles from the Bible.
我觉得这很有帮助。
And I feel like this is very helpful.
所以神的话是实在是要我们要常常去传扬。
So God's word is something that we must always preach.
当然这是对内的哈。
And this is amongst ourselves.
对内自己家庭的。
Amongst ourselves with our family.
那对外的就是要建立其他人信仰。
And what about outside with others and building up their faith?
再来我只要传福音。
Or even directly preaching.
就是传神的话。
Which is preaching God's word.
好，我们再回来看诗篇的119篇。
Let's take a look back at Psalm 119.
第十四节。
Verse 14. 14. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches.
这个地方讲啊，我喜悦你的法度。
So here it says, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies.
好像喜悦财物一样。
As much as in all riches.
钱财对人的吸引力很大。
So the enticement of riches is very big on humans.
所以你看，如果有人投资在股票上，天天就在想股票涨还是退。
So if someone invests in stocks, then the entire day they'll be thinking about whether the stocks are going up or down.
所以钱才会吸人的心啊。
So riches can pull in someone's heart.
那这里讲啊，我喜悦神的法度。
But here it says, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies.
好像我喜悦财物一样。
As much as in all riches.
所以我们对神的话要很喜悦的。
So we must see God's words as something very joyful.
好，我们来看几节的圣经节。
Let's take a look at some other verses.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
111节。
Verse 111. 111. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart.
这个地方讲哈。 我以你的法度为永远的产业，所以神的话是产业。
Here it says, I've inherited your testimonies forever. So God's words or testimonies are an inheritance.
所以一个人如果喜悦神的话，心中有神的话，就 要有一个产业。
So if someone finds joy in God's words, then that means that they have received an inheritance.
哦，它会让你的心啊、哦、很富足。
And they will make your heart very rich.
哦，我主耶稣讲，我讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
So whatever Jesus has said was spirit and life.、
哦、神是活的，所以神的话也是活的。
So Jesus is living, and therefore the words he says are also living.
哦，所以神的话藏在我们心里。那个神就活在我们里面。
If God's words are in our heart, then God lives inside of us.
特别是有神的灵在感动的时候。
Especially when God's spirit is moving.
好，我们再看一节哈。
Let's take a look at another verse.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记的三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
好，第一，我们从第二节。
Starting from verse 2, he said, The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone from Mount Paran and he came from the midst of myriads of holy ones. At his right hand, there was flashing lightning for them.
第三节
Verse 3, Indeed, he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your hand, and they followed in your steps. Everyone takes of your words.
好，第四节
Verse 4, Moses issued to us the law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob.
好，这个地方讲啊，摩西将律法传给我们，作为雅各会众的产业。
Here it says Moses issued to us the law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob.
啊，所以第一节讲啊，摩西在未死之前啊，要为以色列人祝福。
So in verse 1 it talks about how Moses was blessing the people before he died.
啊，这个祝福里面在讲什么？
So what is this blessing talking about?
哦，就是律法传给你们，这个就是你们的产业。
Which is that the law that was passed down is now your inheritance.
哦，所以啊、哦，我们有机会啊、哦，能够思想神的话啊，把神的话记在心里面。哦，这个人就是最富足的人。
So a person who has the opportunity to reflect and keep God's words, they are one who is very rich.
哦，为什么人会觉得很虚空？
So why do people feel very empty?
啊，因为神的话没有充满。
It's because God's word is not filling them.
哦，再来，神的灵没有充满。
And also they are not filled with God's spirit.
哦，再来，神的爱没有充满。
And also they are not filled with God's love.
哦，如果这个三个都充满。
If all these three things are filled inside their hearts,
人怎么会虚空？
Then how can this person be empty?
哦，所以要解决人虚空的问题。
So the way to resolve this problem of being empty,
哦，不是去追求外面更大、更好、更高。
Is not to go out into the world and pursue things that are bigger, wider, or taller.
哦，最基本的方法。
The most basic way.
哦，就是要追求有那个产业在我们心里。
Is to pursue that inheritance that is in our hearts.
就是神本身。
And it is God Himself.
还有他的话。
And also His word.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
364.
364.